Gamerheads Podcast is part of the Little Fellow Media Podcast Network, sponsored by podcast host Budsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast.
7 of them sausages, Charlie.
5 minutes, Dirkus.
It was 2 minutes, 5 minutes ago.
And welcome to another episode of 5 More Minutes, a show where we talk 5 more minutes about topics outside of the world of gaming. And today, we are going to be talking about the movie Gemini Man. And Christian.
Which is out this week?
Is it out this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Starring Will Smith and...
Twice.
Will Smith.
Yeah. Gemini Man, because they're twins.
Yes.
Directed by Ang...
Ang Lee. Acclaimed genius behind Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And some of the X-Men movies, if I'm not mistaken, right? Didn't he do some X-Men movies?
He did the first Hulk movie.
Oh, the first Hulk movie. Maybe that's what it was. That's just some superhero movie. Yeah, cool. And Christian, you wanted to talk about this specifically for a reason. Christian, I'll let you take that.
Yeah, I figured we'd talk about Gemini Man, not because the movie's good. If the critics are to be believed, it's crap. But the fascinating part about this Gemini Man, filmed and directed by Ang Lee, is the fact that it was filmed with these special cameras that captured the action in 120 frames per second HFR, which stands for high frame rate, in 4K resolution and native 3D. So that's a lot of buzzwords. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot that this camera recorded. So 120 frames per second means the image moves a lot faster or smoother because the frames flash on the screen more quickly. So you're getting more visual information, and lots of people don't like that, especially cinema snobs.
Mm.
Do not like the high frame rate.
That's why they don't like this movie, probably.
Maybe. Because it looks like a soap opera, because a lot of soap operas use cheaper cameras that record things at higher frame rates. And when that goes on the screen, it looks very smooth, and people associate that with low budget content.
Yeah. It's so interesting, because I mean, you're right. I mean, it's like, well, I don't know, the cameras are cheaper, but the technology is better. But people consider, I watch things and I'm like, this looks so cheap. Like, this looks
garbage. It doesn't have that gloss on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't.
That you want to associate with escapism.
Yeah.
If I wanted to watch something that looks like absolutely real life, I'll just walk outside.
Yeah.
But that's not it. It just wasn't in 120 frames per second, which is unprecedented as far as movies are concerned. There was the Hobbit movies that tried HFR for the first one, and then people are like, I don't like this. This looks gross. And so Peter Jackson just forgot it ever existed.
Yeah.
It's also in 4K, so high resolution, and also in 3D, which is a fad that has since passed, but I guess not because of Gemini Man. But the very interesting part about this is all of these things are together in this movie, but not a single theater in the U.S. is showing this movie the way it was filmed. There are 13 theaters in the U.S. that are showing it in its maximum frame rate, 120, in 3D, but they're only showing it in 2K, so half the resolution it was filmed in.
Hmm.
So I guess, do you guys think there's a future in any of this stuff? Do you guys think that making movies like this have a place? Is there any reason to make movies in such crazy fidelity like this?
Well, I mean, it seems difficult because you know that movie theaters are having such a hard time anyway. And the future of movie theaters themselves are in question just regardless. So to expect them to upgrade to all this crazy stuff, especially when it's an unproven look, like you said, nobody liked it in The Hobbit, everybody associates it with soap operas, it doesn't make financial sense. It feels like, you know, putting your effort in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And a lot of these theaters, I mean, outside like the larger ones, like the smaller theaters can't keep up with that kind of stuff anyway. So
no, they can hardly keep up with demands the studios are already putting on them. Like
exactly.
The insane stuff that Disney says the theaters have to do to show a Star Wars movie.
Exactly. So like, I don't know. I think this is weird. Like, I don't know what are they trying to... Unless more movies are being filmed in this, like, I don't understand why this was such a big deal. The only other thought I could have is, like, they think, well, this will look really great in home theaters.
I don't know. Oh, that's actually not a terrible suggestion. Mm-hmm. It does kind of seem like the filmmakers were just geeking out over technology just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
You know, reality be damned.
Well, and I mean, this is the first of its kind film like this. And then if you have this, you know, you if you own this at home, like, wow, like, look at now I can actually use my technology that I have at home and look how cool this is. And it's the only movie so far that's filmed like this, and I own it. And this is this justifies the technology I have for my home theater.
Nice.
I don't know. It's weird. It is weird.
Yeah, I can't think of, I can't think of a lot of reasons why he would do it, other than the fact that he's come out in interviews saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe how crazy good this looks. I can't film a movie a different way again, which is what they all say whenever, you know, they were saying that back when 3D was a thing. But I like the idea of going to the theater and watching something that my eyes have never seen on a screen before in the context of a movie. That sounds really cool to me, but there's a reason why I have never seen that before, because no, there's 13 theaters in the U.S. that can almost show this thing the way it was intended to.
Yeah, and they are not where we live.
Yeah.
No.
And, I mean, it's a good thing that it's a bad movie.
It is.
There's,
that's
there's
our 5 minutes. Bad movie like that.
All right, well, that's it. That's the end. That's the end. I'm sorry we got you off there, Christian, but that was 5 minutes.
Good. Perfect.
Good. Perfect.
So, listeners, we'd like to know what your thoughts are on this topic as well. You can also send us a tweet and let us know, do you think this is a good idea? I don't know. We'll see. But until then, thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. See ya.
Bye.